Mom invented play for your presents at around the time she started wearing a headscarf, at a time when her children were more amenable to that kind of nonsense. The minister's cat is delightful, says Dad. Diabolical, I say. Diuretic, says B, rounding off the D's. We will play charades, 20 questions, elephant's foot, umbrella stand, and the English teacher's favourite, the minister's cat. Dad keeps the tradition alive, and the romantic in me hopes generations of Fergusons will do the same. If nothing else, we'll acquire a formidable arsenal of adjectives. The minister's cat is energetic. Euphoric.
Eviscerated.
Presents are awarded arbitrarily throughout play, not so much as a reward, more as a means of pacing out what would have been a paper-tearing frenzy when B was 6 and halfway through her Cadbury's selection pack. Good one, says Dad. Shall we? We each take a wrapped parcel from our own pile. Dad unwraps a jumper from Bianca. Bianca opens perfume from me. I open snowboard goggles from Bianca. Everyone seems genuinely pleased. We hug, kiss, clink our glasses. The minister's cat is flatulent, says Dad, and we all smile ruefully at this old favourite of Mum's. Frisky, I say.
Fidgety,
says Bianca, giving me a sideways glance. The minister's cat is...
Going out,
interrupts Bianca. Dad looks at B, looks at me. I shrug. Bianca, he says, we've had this. You're 16.
Nearly 17?
Well, nearly isn't actually, is it? B juts her chin at me, demanding my input. I went when I was 16. Not with my permission, says Dad. I came back, though. Dad inhales deeply, holds the breath for a count before releasing it. It's hard to decipher the gesture, but I sense he is beginning to yield. Some people harden with age, but Dad has gone the other way. He's softened a lot since his book-burning days, maybe due to age and perspective, maybe in response to my mother's passing, probably in part due to both. And the truth is, in most matters, excluding those concerning erotic lit, he is...